For Capital Access, I'm Paul Braun. Governor John Bel Edwards, Congressman Ralph Abraham, and Baton Rouge businessman Eddie Rasponi faced off last week for the first of three televised debates ahead of the October 12th election. In a race that's largely been contested through TV ads and press releases, the appearance marked the first time the three candidates met face-to-face to discuss the issues and take jabs at each other. Here to discuss is Pearson Cross, political science professor and associate dean of the College of Liberal Arts at the University of Louisiana Lafayette. Pearson Cross, thanks for joining us.
Glad to be here.
So first, what were your big takeaways from the debate Thursday night?
Well, I think the big takeaways were a couple. One was that the debate has been truly joined now. The people are attacking each other pretty freely. We're seeing, for example, Abraham getting it from both sides, from Edwards and from Rasponi. But we're also seeing some things that are kind of off the table. So it looks like Medicaid expansion is not really in danger. It looks like criminal justice reform is not really in danger. So there's still a lot to go. But this race is tightening up, particularly on the Republican side.
Yeah, tell me a bit about that. I mean, we've seen a big push from Eddie Rasponi in the past week, the first intra-party attack that we've seen in this race. What effect might that have had?
Well, the effect in the short term seems to be that it's hurt Abraham's numbers and helped Rasponi's numbers. Although there were a number of Republicans around the state who said, look, Republicans don't attack Republicans. And so you had some people coming out like Congressman Higgins and getting behind Abraham because of the Rasponi attack. But on the other hand, Rasponi's numbers are moving. So he's been coming up slowly. He first got into the race. He was somewhere around, 5 to 8%. And now he's by this latest poll, leading Abraham. So it appears that the money he's spending and the campaign he's running is paying off.
Right. Rasponi has loaned his campaign some $11 million so far. He seemed to struggle on the debate stage on Thursday, which raises an interesting question. Do debates like these still move the needle in a governor's race, or are things like ad buys becoming more important?
When it comes to changing or moving the needle, changing voters' minds, debates don't have much to do unless there's a big gaffe or unless there's a real blow landed or something. Generally speaking, people who are inside the Beltway, the pundits, look at these debates and think they're a big deal. But frankly, it's the people who change the poll numbers and who cast the votes. So what matters more is the amount of money you have to respond to an opponent's attack in the ads that really moves the needle.
So we've got another debate coming up in your neck of the woods at the University of Louisiana Lafayette this Thursday. Should we expect anything different from the performance? What should we look for?
Well, I think we should look for Abraham to maybe start to make some moves against Rasponi. He's going to be looking at this most recent poll, and he's going to want to draw some clear differences between himself and Rasponi. Otherwise, he risks having Rasponi just surge on by him and becoming the principal challenger to Governor Edwards. So I'd look for that. I think Edwards knows that Southwest Louisiana is not necessarily his home base, so I think you're going to see him be very cautious. He's going to be pointing to stability. He's going to be talking about Medicaid expansion and health care and things like that. I think he's going to try to appear gubernatorial.
Well, early voting in this election opens this Saturday, but we'll have to wait till election night, October 12th, to see how this all turns out. Pearson Cross, thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
For Capital Access, I'm Paul Braun.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, and the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, supporting Louisiana agriculture and educating classrooms on renewable food, fiber, and fuel systems.